Special Agent Jack Riley came to Western in the fall of 2011 to address law enforcement students. Afterward, in an interview with Tri-State's Public Radio, Riley said he considered Joaquin El Chapo Guzman the most dangerous criminal in the world.
There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I'm not thoroughly briefed on all the terrorist suspects, but I think that his criminal organization is probably the most vicious I've ever seen, and I think the world's ever seen.
And what do they do that makes them so vicious?
Well, they'll do anything to make a dollar. They will not think twice about killing. They'll not think twice about killing women and children to make a point, to beheading people on video and posting it on the Internet. I mean, whatever it takes for him to get his job done, he's willing to do. And I don't think we've seen the likes of him.
What's it going to take to take him out or bring him to justice?
We've come very, very close to him. In the last several years, and it's a matter of time. What I anticipate probably will happen, he'll either be arrested and face justice here in the United States, or he'll die at the hands of one of his rivals.
Why? What do these crime leaders fear so much about being brought across the border into the U.S.? You mentioned they don't want to be brought here to face justice.
Right. Our system's solid. They can't build their own prison. They can't bribe anybody. They can't have their girlfriends come in. When they come here, they're going to serve the time, and that's what they fear the most. And they recognize that our system is solid.
Jack Riley of the DEA spoke to Tri-State's Public Radio a couple years ago after giving a presentation at Western Illinois University. At that time, Joaquin Guzman's drug cartel was battling with another cartel for control of Juarez, Mexico, a war that Riley said led to thousands of murders. Guzman was arrested over the weekend. Riley said Chicago is a major hub for Mexican drug cartels, including Guzman's, and Western Illinois is part of that hub's network. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.